The Monday morning quarterbacking of New Jersey Transit's Super Bowl performance has stretched into the week. WNYC's Kate Hines reports on why the train ride home after the game was so snarled.
Despite billing the game as the first mass transit Super Bowl, officials seemed caught off guard by the numbers of people who took the train to the game. The NFL had estimated that New Jersey Transit's Sea Caucus to the Meadowlands rail link would take 16,000 people to and from MetLife Stadium. It wound up taking 29,000 people there and 34,000 home, leading to huge crowds and long waits to board the train. One reason behind the disconnect? Many more people bought parking permits and seats on shuttle buses than actually used them, about 18,000 people, all of whom moved over to rail. At the end of the night, New Jersey Transit also wound up deploying buses to get people home, which led some transportation experts to wonder, why not use a combination of rail and bus from the get-go, especially since the stadium is just minutes away from the Lincoln Tunnel, with its dedicated bus lane capable of getting tens of thousands of people into the city each hour. New Jersey Transit says the answer lies with security, that the TSA had wanted just one screening checkpoint, and that was in Secaucus. Whatever the reason, some New Jersey legislators want to get to the bottom of the problem. Assemblyman John Wisniewski says it's important to figure out what went wrong and how to stop it from happening again.
It's so far as the state of New Jersey is concerned, and people who came to New Jersey for this event, if they were on trains, they left going never again. And that's not good for us.
New Jersey Transit says it was tasked with moving people to and from the Super Bowl, and that's exactly what it did. The NFL says if the Super Bowl is ever held here again, it would consider adding more buses to the transit equation. For WNYC, I'm Kate Hines.